Hello, David Barton. Tom Crane here.
Hi, Tom.
How are you, sir?
Very good, very good.
Good. I appreciate your taking some time today, David, to share with the Heart of Coaching community your experience as it relates to the Heart of Coaching and the work you've done with us. For background, we've been working together for a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, with you in your business there in Wisconsin, developing a coaching culture. And I'd love to have you share just a little bit about your background in the business, how long has Barton Bowling Center been around, and obviously what your role in it is today.
Sounds good. We have a small chain of bowling centers in southeast Wisconsin. We have 5 centers, and I'm the owner and have been actively involved in this particular business for about 17 years. So it's been quite a while.
17 years. I bet you've seen a lot of growth in your business in that amount of time.
Yes, we've had considerable growth, except for obviously what's happening right now. We're not seeing the kind of growth that we'd like to right at this particular point in time, but the future does look very bright.
Sure. Well, good. That gives the listeners just a bit of context on this. When we first met maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago, I think you had a belief in that, I think even some experience already, that you'd used coaching and you found coaching was going to be, going forward, a continuing helpful tool in your business. What was your frame of reference on that, and why did you think coaching was going to be helpful?
Well, really for a couple of reasons, Tom. First of all, my goal as a company is to be an employer of choice.
Uh-huh.
And in our kind of a business, in a retail type of a setting, we have a lot of temporary part-time people, and the turnover can be relatively high.
Sure.
I felt that giving coaching skills to our managers would, you know, help them build better relationships with our people and you know, just make it a much more trusting and a great working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I've always felt like, and in fact, my wife yells at me all the time for this. She's a little bit sterner than I am. I'm always willing to give my people a benefit of the doubt, you know, explain and teach as opposed to tell. And you know, after getting into the coaching, I saw that was a big deal. You want to learn from the inside out, not
sure.
And not from me telling somebody how to do it, and then they do it for 2 times, and then forget how to do it the next time around. So it was a great system that I knew could help us build the company in the long haul.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense to me. Of course, I've been working in the coaching field for a couple of decades now and know the power of it. And it's always great to run across leaders like you who really get that, you understand that, and then you practice it. And in this case, of course, you're willing to bring it, you wanted to bring it to your whole organization. So it's been a great partnership for us. And then you reached out, I think you maybe ran across my book, I don't know, The Heart of Coaching, and I think I got a phone call from you out of the blue, and it could have been an email, I'm not sure, and we began the dialogue about how The Heart of Coaching might be a good next step for you, because you've been doing some work with another consultant and another kind of coaching, had you not?
Yes, I started out with someone else, and although the program was relatively good, it wasn't reproducible or implementable or executable, all those big words, but that's pretty much what it was. It just didn't set right. So after that experience, I, you know, went back to the drawing board and I said, okay, I need something else. And I did a lot of reading, read a lot of other coaching books. And then I read your book and I said, oh, this is it. This makes sense. I think it can be implemented in my company, and you're right. After I called you and spoke with you on the phone to set up a consulting arrangement, I knew that even after that discussion, it was going to work. So,
sure,
I came away from that very excited.
Well, I did too. I think for you to put your trust in just a conversation with me until we had a chance to get started was a step of good faith. So, thanks for that.
You bet.
I remember the way we did this particular skill development process with you and your team. As I recall, it was done virtually, right? We never actually met face-to-face.
Still haven't.
Still haven't. Maybe someday we'll arrange that to have it happen. But you were the kind of the in-room facilitator in a management meeting. You pulled your whole management team together. I think every time we had a virtual classroom, we spent an hour and a half together with me basically talking over a Squawk box. And I think you had the slides. You projected the slides up on the screen. So it was kind of a virtual presentation, if you will. And then after the 90 minutes or so, when I was live with the group on the phone, you were advancing the slides. I think you took a break and came back, and then you did skill practice, taking the things that we talked about and actually had people go through specific practice sessions. Was that kind of the format that you remember?
Yeah, that is exactly what we did. We met for 4 weeks in a row at our location here in Wisconsin, and you were talking on the telephone, and it worked very well. Obviously, I think, you know, it's not as good as having you there, but I, you know, with your time and travel constraints as well as mine, this worked out very well, and the exercises that followed just totally reinforced what you went through in the presentation, so it all tied together. And then the following week, we came back and, you know, you recapped everything with the group and asked them questions, and it did work well, and I was happy with the outcome.
Well, good. It needed to build from week to week. I think people had assignments from week to week, so they had things to go actually and do with their colleagues, create coaching relationships, hold coaching conversations, complete their coaching contract, meet with their learning partner, their personal coach. So they had a lot of stuff to do, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They
we tried to keep them busy. And, of course, it really speaks to the idea of having the learning be experiential. It would not be adequate in my mind to just talk with people for an hour and a half and have the session be over. You needed to have that chance to practice as we did. So hopefully it was a good design, and it shows that this kind of experiential learning can actually be orchestrated virtually.
Yes, it
certainly
can.
So I appreciate your willingness to do it that way. Well, I remember your management team that was in the room. There were 20, 25 people at a time. The whole team there was pretty darn supportive and reacted positive to the idea of coaching, and in particular the content we delivered during the session. You were in the room with the people, your team, obviously. Did you sense that it was being received at the time the class was going on, that it was effective and people were responding to it in a positive way?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Our management group is a pretty young group, and they were all very eager to learn something new, something new that they felt, you know, and that we had been telling them about, that it was going to help them work better with their staffs, better understanding of them, build relationships.
Sure.
And they also knew that, you know, we're being in a retail business, taking our care of our guests is priority. And they knew that in order for our guests to be happy, our people had to be happy. And that's as simple as it gets. So they understood that this could give them the skills to help that and make that work for us.
Sure. Well, I was really impressed by the openness and the willingness. We had a bunch of role plays we set up. We had people practice ahead of time, and I conferred with them, and so we made it just as experiential as possible so that as the material was gone through and then demonstrated, people really had a sense of what to do because the skill practice came next, and it sounds like it all really worked quite well.
Yes, it did.
And I'm glad of that. Well, you've had a few months now since we've actually completed the workshops, probably half a year or more. As you reflect upon the learning experiences and then how they've been implemented since the workshops ended, and it's been the better part of a year, I believe, how would you describe the impact of the coaching skills that were learned on working relationships, number one, and number two, your business results?
Well, business results are difficult to assess at this particular point in time only because of the economic condition of the of the country at this particular point, and we're obviously impacted by that. I truly believe that we would be in worse shape if we didn't have coaching involved in our. I wouldn't say we are have a coaching culture yet, but that certainly is my goal. It is not at the. There is nobody in my company at this point in time, 6 months or 8 months past where we were when we began this, and saying, you know, this is not. Doesn't make any sense. We're not going to do this. They're all embracing it. They're all learning it. They all know that they still need to work at it very hard. But they, it is part of their day to day. They, you know, okay, they sit back and when they have an issue with an employee, they're going to sit back and say, okay, now how can I coach this person through this? What kind of questions can I ask of him or her to help? Help him or her better understand what needs to be done. So it's definitely there. It's not to the extent that I know it needs to be yet, but we have made significant progress and continue to do so on a regular basis. In fact, one of the ways that we try to keep it fresh is that we've created three groups. As you remember, we've got three smaller centers here in Sheboygan County and then Milwaukee and Appleton. We've got three groups that meet on a biweekly basis and talk about coaching, and they build scenarios together, and they use actual scenarios and build the TC notes and other things from that. So it's working, and we are work very hard at trying to keep it fresh and up to date.
Well, you've done something with that application of the three groups and how you have them meet, because the idea is to keep it alive, and you've done that. You know, there's no magic pill. You can't just take it, and the next day you've got, or the next week you've got a coaching culture. It's clearly a developmental process. And then to have your action groups come together twice a month, sounds like, and meet and talk about real coaching situations. They probably leave names out of it, but the point is, here was the situation I faced. Here's what I've done. And it either worked well or didn't work so well, and you probably have those groups get coaching from one another on maybe their approach the next time they go back and face that same issue, right?
That's exactly it. That's exactly how we do it.
That's kind of action learning. You know, you learn by taking a real case, a real situation, and then using the skills that any team may have just gotten with this team building skill, in this case it's a coaching skill, and directly apply it to the business problem. So kudos to you and the team.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I appreciate the time you've taken today, David. What other kinds of things would you like people maybe listening to this interview, other organizational leaders, to know about the Heart of Coaching and the impact that you felt? Anything else you'd like to just share with anybody who listens?
Sure. Well, for me, it's a no-brainer. Looking at the tough economic times that we're in right now, it's more important than ever for us or any company, I believe, to have a coaching culture present. There's just so much uncertainty inside and outside the company that by having your manager/coaches working to build good, solid, trustful relationships with their people is really, in my book, paramount to surviving. And I just can't see doing it any other way.
Wow. So, well, you're in a people business. You lead people, and they interact with people, your customers. So coaching sounds like something that absolutely fits your business model and, of course, the kind of managers you want to have across your whole organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, fantastic. David, I appreciate your time today. Look forward to continuing to support you on this journey. Please take my thanks and we'll stay in touch.
Very good, Tom. Appreciate
it. All right,
David.
Thank you. You bet.
Take care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.